In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
the invitations have gone out. The invitation to the great banquet, the great wedding banquet, the wedding feast of the Son of the Master, the marriage supper of the Lamb, as cited in the book of Revelation. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. 9th chapter of Revelation. Their proclamation has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the end of the universe. The invitations have gone out. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting. St. Tikhon of Zadonsk says, the thought of eternity, that beyond this life is eternity, has corrected many people and has produced saints. People who live not for this life alone, but for the eternal life beyond. He says, do you know what eternity is? Eternity is beginning without end. That is, once it begins, it never ends. He says there are two eternities, that most fortunate and that most unfortunate. In fortunate eternity, there will be the kingdom of God, and God will be seen face to face. And there will be unspeakable joy and gladness. The soul and the resurrected body will receive their perfect blessedness and good things, which the eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. In unfortunate eternity, there will be deprivation and separation from God and every suffering and torment of body and soul. Men will wish to die, and death will flee from them. That is, the second death and eternal death. Now, many of the fathers of the church teach that the unfortunate eternity, hell, will not be a separation from God, since we really can never be separated from God, but an eternal shame in the presence of God, which will burn with its own eternal punishment that we give to ourselves. The same light of God that will be heaven for those who love God, that will illumine the saints, and that who will desire his presence eternally, will be hell for those who did not love God and did not desire to be in his presence in this life. As Father Hopko always said, God gives us what we want. God gives us what we want. He does not deprive us of what we want. He does not deprive us of our freedom to choose. He wants what's best for us, and he alone knows what's best for us, and he leads those who wish to be led, and he allows those who wish to be on their own, to be on their own, though he continues to call them. But back to our parable of the wedding banquet. St. Theophon the Recluse, in his commentary, says, the meaning of this parable is clear. The wedding is the kingdom of heaven. The invitation is the preaching of the gospel. Those who have refused are those who did not believe at all. The one who was not dressed for the wedding believed, but did not live according to his faith. The one who was dressed for the wedding believed, but did not live according to his faith. He did not have the wedding garment. Each of us must discern for himself to which category he belongs. That we are bidden is clear, but are we believers? Indeed, is it even possible to be among believers, to be called by thy name, and completely lack faith? One person does not think at all about faith as though it did not exist. Another knows a little bit about it and is satisfied. Another interprets the faith in a distorted way. Another relates to it with complete animosity, and all are considered to be Christians, although they have absolutely nothing in common which is Christian. He says, if you believe, determine whether your feelings and deeds conform to your faith. If you believe, determine whether your feelings and deeds conform to your faith. These are the garments of the soul. This is the garment. This is the wedding garment by which God sees you as dressed for the wedding or not, as prepared for the marriage feast of the Lamb or not. He says, it is possible to know the faith well and be zealous for it, but in actual life to serve the passions, to dress, that is, in shameful clothes of a sin-loving soul. Such people are in one way in word, but another way in their heart. On their tongue is Lord, Lord, but within they are saying, have me excused. I can't make it to the banquet. He says, finally, examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Quoting 2 Corinthians 13:5 there. Examine yourself whether you're in the faith and wearing the wedding clothes of the virtues or wearing the shameful tatters of sins and passions. Saint Jerome said, if the soul is not clothed with the teachings of the church, it cannot have Jesus enthroned inside it. If the soul is not clothed with the teachings of the church, it cannot have Jesus enthroned inside it. So the wedding garment is a wedding garment of true teachings and of the virtues of our soul. Brothers and sisters, we begin this new church year, each year in September, with two great feasts of the faith. The Nativity of Theotokos this past week, the Feast of the Elevation of the Precious Cross this coming week. The birthday of the Lord's Mother was largely ignored by this congregation. It was largely disregarded. It was not on our radar, apparently. And I find myself making excuses for you in my head, like an indulgent parent. But if we have no feeling for the Lord's Mother, the blame falls to me ultimately for failing to teach and to lead you deeper into orthodoxy of belief and of practice, that your feet actually go where your head claims to believe, into those doors when the church doors are open. Protestant people love the Lord and are in church 2-3 times a week. So I would not dare to say that you have Protestant leftovers in your soul, because they outshine us in many cases and most often, the ones who are most faithful. So will we come to the cross this week? Does the cross carry any weight with us? As one priest said, when God invites us to the wedding feast, He does not say, come as you are. He says, come better than you are. He says, come better than you are. Come clothed in Christ. When the priest invites us to partake of the Eucharist during the liturgy, he doesn't say, come as you are. Come however you like. He says, in the fear of God and with faith and love, draw near. Come having confessed. Come having repented, come prepared. Come, as St. Paul says to the Colossians, having put to death what is earthly in you, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, anger, malice, slander, and foul talk. Come having put on the wedding garment of Christ. Come clothed with repentance, forgiveness, love, and humility. As we pray in one of the prayers before communion, how dare I partake of thy holiness and my unworthiness? Even if I dare to approach thee with the worthy, my garment accuses me, for it is not a wedding garment, and I secure the condemnation of my sinful soul. Cleanse, O Lord, the defilement of my soul, and save me Save me, for thou lovest mankind. Save me, for thou lovest mankind. Save me, because you love us. God loves us. God loves us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. St. Paisius said, love toward Christ, love toward Christ, love toward Panagia, the most holy Theotokos, and love toward the saints is a great matter. He says, this love is incomparable to any other love. It is solid and reciprocal. It is solid and reciprocal. The love we pour out to the Lord, his mother, the saints, we're guaranteed to receive back, to receive return. The Lord and his holy mother and the saints reciprocate our love, return our love 1,000 times over for our small, pitiful love. God so loved the world, and he looks out for far and wide for those who will return that love. Not with the mask of hypocrisy, but with the garment of truth and the garment of genuineness. And if he doesn't find that love here, brothers and sisters, he will find it elsewhere. If he doesn't find that love here, he will find it elsewhere. But indeed, may the love of God still be found here at this wedding feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.